Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, is there backstage WWE heat on The Rock over double standards? ? We've got the latest on WWE stars working indie dates. We have the real reason an AEW star just kind of vanished. And finally, an AEW match has been cancelled, or was cancelled. It was supposed to happen yesterday due to injury. I'm Andy Murray. This is the news. Filling in for Andrew Pollard today. Let's try and maintain his lofty standards. Be difficult. He's literally a very lofty. He's very tall. Very lofty. Let's kick this one off by talking about The Rock. This is a story that has been doing around a little bit, and I can kind of see why some of the wrestlers might be a little peeved off with this. We'll break the whole thing down. But basically, this scoop comes from Aaron Varble of SE Scoops. It was published last night, basically suggesting that the rules don't apply to The Rock in WWE when it comes to profanity and upholding the company's long-held PG guidelines. Of course, if you've watched any of Mr. Dwayne Johnson's social media promos, all of which rule, he swears quite a lot in them. He is not shy of that. He throws levels of profanity around that you simply would not hear on Raw or SmackDown. The issue with this, apparently, is that a recent WWE memo that went around the company emphasized that talent have to follow the PG guidelines not only on TV, but on social media as well. And of course, The Rock has been swearing a lot in these social media videos, in these X promos that he's cutting on Cody Rhodes and Seth the Chef. So a bunch of people, a bunch of talent have reportedly, according to this, been asking questions about double standards. If he's able to do it, why are we not able to do it? Now, this memo was sent out, this one talking about adhering to the PG guidelines. It was sent out the other week, is the quote, by WWE executives Nick Khan, the president of the company, Paul Levesque, and Dan Ventrell. The Rock is apparently perceived as getting special treatment with this matter and is getting under some people's skin, it seems. Apparently the profanity has rubbed some people the wrong way because he's just getting away with it, while other people are seen as wearing PG handcuffs. And that is a direct quote again. One source of SE Scoops commented, even if he is the big movie star, shouldn't everyone play by the same rules? So he can curse and use that to get over, but everyone else is handcuffed? ? That's it. That's the story. Why is The Rock allowed to swear? Nobody else in the company is. It's because he's The Rock. It's because he is probably the most famous man alive. Slight exaggeration, but he's in the top 10. He's a huge star, he's a huge movie star, and he's on the company board. That is why The Rock is allowed to get away with it. Whereas if probably any other wrestler in the company uploaded some promos to X and they were shouting and cursing and swearing, they would probably get a little slap on the wrist and a little fine. I imagine doing it on TV would be a different matter entirely, because that's is TV. But yeah, that seems to be the gist of it. It's The Rock. He can get away with it because he's The Rock. That's me editorializing, by the way. That's not part of the report here. But I think it's a pretty interesting conversation. If he's allowed to do it, why is person over here not allowed to do it? Why should he be held to different standards because he's the big dog? He's the biggest crossover star in the sports history. He's attracting new interest to WrestleMania. He's coming back for this huge, incredible moment and everything else. I think that's a pretty interesting conversation for sure. I don't necessarily think that the WWE programming needs to be full of people cursing and swearing. Honestly, a lot of the time, I don't think it really adds much. And a lot of the time, it just makes the people who are over-relying on these words, and look, I do it sometimes as well, but it kind of makes you come off a bit childish and crude and puerile, and I don't really need that these days. But when the, you know, sometimes a well-placed swear, as The Rock has done in the in these promos, he called Cody's dog head, for goodness sake. A well-placed curse or swear can also be extremely funny. So it's best in moderation, for sure. I'm not sure I would use this as a reason to open the floodgates and go, hey, everyone can do it now. I think we're fine just as we are. A bit of moderation, just, you know, pepper it around the product. At the same time, is this really something worth getting upset over? Is this really something worth making a fuss about? He said F-U-C-K a couple of times. I don't know. I'm not in the wrestler's shoes. It's their perspective and they're entirely entitled to it. I'm sure if we were to have a conversation with one of them, they, you know, completely different things. So let us know in the comment section either way. And let us know what you think of, when I say us, I mean me and this guy. Let me know what you think of The Rock's comeback in general. Are you into it? Are you not into it? Some people on my timeline not so into it. Me, I think it's bloody excellent. So yeah, fire off in the comment section below. It's something to talk about, something to swear about, I guess. Yeah. This is The Rock. He can do what he wants, it seems. Let's move on to our next story of the day, and we'll talk a little bit about WWE wrestlers working indie dates, GCW dates, Josh Barnett's Bloodsport dates. It was announced the other day that Shayna Baszler is working the Josh Barnett's Bloodsport event over WrestleMania weekend, which is interesting because WWE typically doesn't let their wrestlers work for other promotions. It doesn't happen a lot, and when it does, it's usually something maybe a little bit more grandiose, like Shinsuke Nakamura going and working the Great Muta on his retirement tour. It's not something that happens a lot. But Shayna Baszler's working Bloodsport, and Fightful has published a report on the thing, reporting previously that multiple WWE talents are actually set for the event, so we might see more announced after Shayna. But they noted as well that Josh Barnett in the past had previously contacted WWE about using Jessamyn Duke on the Bloodsport show while she was with WWE, but it didn't come together because WWE wasn't too keen on the idea back then. Now, it's a little bit different. Josh and Triple H, they've known each other for quite a long time, it seems, and apparently Josh made the call personally and said, "Hello, Paul Levesque, I would like Shayna Baszler, one of my proteges, on my show, please." And Triple H said, "Yes." So there you go. That's how this whole thing came together. And presumably, if Fightful are reporting that multiple WWE stars are booked for this show, more announcements will be forthcoming. Bloodsport is, of course, our annual show over WrestleMania weekend with a bit of a different feel, the No Ropes vibe. They're going for the old shoot-style wrestling aesthetic and style. It gives the show a different flavor. It's like a standout on the WrestleMania weekend lineup every single year because of that. I've been watching it for years. I will continue to do so. This year's one is sold out already, which is great stuff. I say already, it's in like 3 weeks, but it's sold out, so it's doing good business. And Shayna Baszler's going over there to kick some ass, presumably. Shayna fits that mold to a T. She fits that style to a T. Obviously, her wrestling style is heavily informed by her time as a mixed martial artist, which is kind of critical to shoot style in general. She, I'm sure, will do an absolutely great job. I'm really looking forward to seeing her in a different environment, because I really liked her work elsewhere before she came into WWE, doing great stuff over in Stardom and on the US Indies as well. So it's not a crossover I saw coming, but it's a perfect fit. There aren't many better WWE wrestlers that you could take from that glossy big sports entertainment environment, bro, in the Bloodsport environment, and for it to make perfect sense, Shayna Baszler is the one.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's talk now about an AEW wrestler who recently went missing and then came back and fought Bryan Danielson on last night's episode of Collision in a wonderful match for the freaks out there, such as myself, Katsuyori Shibata. He signed with AEW back in December, but he hadn't done anything for the company between then and, well, actually a bit before then, and last night. Why? Why'd he go missing? Why'd he vanish into thin air? It wasn't any creative has nothing for you nonsense. It was because he had visa issues and he had to return to Japan quite urgently in November. All of those took a while to get resolved, and they are also the reason that he lost. He dropped the Ring of Honor Pure Championship to Wheeler Yuta. But at the time, Tony Khan had big hopes and plans for Shibata in AEW, but they had to be put on ice. The issues with the visa were resolved this week, which is crazy, and straight away, good old TK, to pop the freaks and the sickos and the nut jobs out there, decided that he was going to book Shibata versus Danielson for Collision for the very first time, and it unfolded last night. So that's why your man, the wrestler, vanished into thin air. Shibata is a guy, given his history, given the events I watched unfold in real time when he wrestled Okada back in 2017 and almost lost his life afterwards, given all that's unfolded with him and the emotional comebacks and the he'll never wrestle again, he's lucky to be alive, and doing the exhibition match with Zack Sabre Jr. and then eventually coming back and working a proper match with Ren Narita and the way his career has unfolded in America. It's pure joy to me. It's pure joy. It's one of the happiest, most heartwarming stories in modern wrestling. I'll never grow tired of seeing this man come back and do what he does best. All the power in the world to him, and I look forward to seeing how this run in AEW unfolds. Let's talk real quick before we hit the Twitter questions about an AEW match that was cancelled last night. It was supposed to be Pac versus Commander on Collision. It couldn't happen because Commander is injured. Tony Khan tweeted this before the show. Due to an injury at the hands of Kinesuke Takeshita on AEW Rampage, AEW Medical won't clear Commander to wrestle tonight. Based on this, we've been working on car changes to tonight's show to make sure that we have a night packed with great action on AEW Collision. So, Commander versus Pac was scrapped, and Pac ended up wrestling Aaron Solo instead, overcoming a bit of an early flurry from Mr. Solo to kind of put him away with relatively little fuss. This is a match to push Pac's record up a little bit, move him up the rank. Are the rankings still a thing? Actually, they've not been. Remember when they came back and were updated like twice and not once since? That's weird. I was looking forward to those. But hey, look, Pac rules. Hulk Commander's not too seriously injured, but that's why they had to switch things up on the night. It's wrestling. Unfortunately, injuries do happen. And when they do, you have to tweak things a little bit. So speedy recovery to Commander. Let's move over to your Twitter X Elon Musk playground questions for the day. I put out a little thread this morning. Thank you to everyone who replied. I have grabbed three of them here. And, you know, lots of good stuff today. The first one comes from Andrew Richardson, who asks, do you think WrestleMania this year is more about the stories or trying to get everyone on the card? I think it is more about the stories, my friend, because the way the things are split up these days, the way Triple H books his pay-per-views, it's not really the WWE philosophy these days to ram these cards with 10 matches or whatever, make them 5 hours long and and stretch things out and put matches that aren't necessarily ones that you want there on there. That's not to say that WWE's pay-per-view cards are perfect. They're just leaner. Typically, they're doing, what, 5 matches a show? And so far, we have 10 announced for WrestleMania. Maybe you'll get a couple more. But to me, it does feel like there's more of an emphasis on the story-driven side of things under Triple H's reign. And if you go through the card here, I mean, like, there's not really much you could say that shouldn't be here, if anything. I mean, obviously the Bloodline stuff, Cody, Seth, Drew, Roman, and The Rock, and all that combination of stuff. Big main events, you got the 2 women's title matches, of course, Gunther versus Sammy. The Judgment Day and the ladder match, well, you know, that's not exactly a heavily story-driven affair, but it's going to be a crazy spot fest, and you want one of those on your show for sure. If you're going to argue that maybe a match is about getting people on the card because that match is going to have 10 people in it, maybe that's the one you would want to use as an example. I don't know. You've got LA Knight versus AJ Styles, the Usos having a fight as well, and the US title match with Logan Paul, Randy Orton, and Kevin Owens. So, you know, not everything is the product of this intense year-long narrative or whatever, but a lot of it is, and I'm glad that we're not just throwing random crap on there to beef out the runtime. And look, it's good when people get paid for their WrestleMania appearances. I'm not taking that away from them. And it's good when, you know, they get the royalties and everything else. But you could also counter that by saying, hey, just pay more to people in the first place. I don't know. But yeah, I don't think they're just trying to throw people on the card these days. But if they come along and they book 2 showcase matches and they book 2 battle royals and then they do like a 30-man monkey flying dragon across a triple cell, if they add all of that to the card and there's suddenly 50 more people there, I will take the argument. I'll listen to it then. Our second question of the day comes from King Kalakta, who asks, with the likes of AEW having Samoa Joe, did I phrase that correctly? Yeah, I did, sorry. With the likes of AEW having Samoa Joe, Okada, Ospreay, Swerve, and Hangman Page, do you think there's enough room for an MJF main event return? Yes, I do. Although I'm not necessarily sure it's immediately going to be in the absolute main event level because of all the people you just explained. And Joe's current beef is with Swerve primarily. Hangman's off TV at the moment and is going to be for a while, which creates a little space. Okada's doing his thing with the Elite and Eddie Kingston. And Ospreay's just having great matches, bruv. So there's lots of space across the card. And MJF has his beef with Adam Cole. That's what he's going to jump straight back into. Him and the Undisputed Kingdom. They're maybe going to do, in my head, something where Adam Cole's like, oh, I'm not cleared, you can't touch me, I'm still injured, yada, 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 where he's kind of dodging MJF when he comes back, and MJF's just chomping at the bit to get hold of this guy, and maybe he has to, you know, endure beatdowns from Wardlow and the Kingdom and Roddy and all the boys. There's some interesting stuff you can play with for sure, but his first feud is going to be with Adam Cole. It's going to be presented as a big deal, as it should be, because it was near the top of the card towards the end of last year. I don't think it'll be the main event, but I do think it'll be very high level, and I think that's where MJF will slot back in. He'll be back relatively soon, I think, maybe, kind of, possibly. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. Looking forward to it, folks. Looking forward to it. Final question of the day. Fun one here comes from T on a B, who asks, Hi. Who else would you like to see at Bloodsport? Presumably WWE wrestlers we're talking here, because that's the novelty of this whole thing. Shayna Baszler's a great start. If we don't get Dominic Mysterio versus Nick Gage as a product of this, what are we even doing here? What is the purpose of linking up with WWE if you don't get the hardest, the baddest wrestler, the god of this, the king, Nick Gage against Dominic Mysterio? I think I've booked my own demise there. I'm going to be really upset when that doesn't happen. But in all seriousness, someone like Chad Gable would be a really good fit. He has that amateur wrestling pedigree as well. He would fit that environment like perfectly. Maybe that might not be possible because there's a chance he will be slotted into the Intercontinental title match, which in that case, maybe WWE wouldn't want him having another match with another company before having a big match for them. But Chad would be a great fit. I'd love to see him in there work in that kind of amateur hooker style. I think it'd be really cool to see. But let me know down in the comments section below, do you want to see Nick Gage versus Dominic Mysterio? If so, if you do, thumbs up. If you don't, why not? Explain yourselves. I've been Andy. You can check this video out here if you liked this one. Like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. I'll see you later. Tomorrow. No, I won't. I'm off this week. I'll see you in a week. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.